This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
There are projections that show South Florida is vulnerable to massive damage as sea levels rise, yet this risk doesn't seem to be priced into real estate. Borrowing costs are normal, price of homes and apartments holding firm. The trillion-dollar question, when and how will the market start charging for those risks? Marketplace's Dan Weissman reports.
Financially, the most important piece of information about rising seas clobbering Miami and South Florida is the one nobody knows. When exactly? John Englander is the author of High Tide on Main Street, Rising Sea Level and the Coming Coastal Crisis.
Geologic time doesn't give us that answer. It doesn't get us down to human time scale of what decade will it happen or what year will it happen.
And as a Fort Lauderdale homeowner, he thinks that uncertainty works to his advantage for now. He might sell in 5 or 10 years. He thinks his case isn't unusual. Even though the typical mortgage is 30 years, many homeowners think about their investment in 5-year increments. That's the same horizon bond rating agencies use when they evaluate public works plans. Jeff Buswick runs the Public Finance Infrastructure Group at Standard & Poor's. He says 5 years is as far as they can look.
Once you get past that, the financial forecasts are softer. You know, 15 years from now, it can be a completely different management team in a completely different environment.
Charlene Lurig looks at water infrastructure for the nonprofit Ceres. She says there's a reason big investors are okay with a 5-year evaluation of what may be on paper a bond with a 20 or 30 or 100-year payoff.
They're not planning on holding that, for the most part, for 30 or 100 years. They're planning on flipping it maybe in 8.
So from all sides, the risks don't get priced into the market.
Everyone thinks they're going to be the first to realize where the risk is, the first to liquidate.
Keith London seems like someone who should be especially concerned about those risks. He's a homeowner and a city commissioner in the Miami suburb of Hallandale Beach. Rising seas have already required some big spending there just to protect the city's drinking water supply. But he doesn't think his town has it worse. Just first.
We are like the canary in the coal mine. We have all the issues and all the problems. But this is a bigger problem than just South Florida. There's going to be global disruptions everywhere.
Meanwhile, he thinks South Florida is a fine place to live. In Hallandale Beach, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.